or souse.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they use with that some liver and it put it together and press it. And you call that liver loaf. And there was so many of those cuts of things. I don't remember all that.
Did you ever use the hog blood for anything?
No. Mm-hmm. Nothing only put around the flowers and things. Now,
does it fertilize them or something?
The best fertilizer you can get for nearly anything is dried blood. Or, of course, the blood will dry up, you know.
Yeah.
The liquid dry out. That's called tankage.
Hmm. Any kind of blood?
Where it's put in and powdered up for you to use for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best things to grow flowers out in the yard with, and if you can get enough of it, it'd be fine for any crop.
Hmm. It'd be hard to get a lot, I guess.
Yes.
Did you ever hear of taking juice from souse or from liver loaf and stirring it up with cornmeal and then later slicing it and frying it?
Wait a minute. I'm not thinking.
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
Yeah, scrapple. And then you, another thing you hadn't asked, but I'll go ahead and tell you.
Do?
The entrails.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain part of that. You take those out. Then you, there's a the lining on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You strip them of that lining. Then you soak them and boil them and soak them and boil them and then you cut them up and fry them.
Yeah.
They have gentlemen's supper at Arlie over here every year.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's, then a cow entrails is called tripe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same thing, only just one beef, other than hog.
Yeah. How about the inside parts of a chicken? Do you have a name for all of those eaten together?
No, I never did eat any of the.
Did you ever hear of haslet or harslet?
I've heard of it, that's all.
It must be some other part of the country where they call it that. Then. What do you call that little bone on a chicken that children break?
Well, that's pork bone.
And what happens when you break it?
Well, now, the adage used to be, if you broke it, say, two girls or a boy and a girl, one got the longest piece, would get to a wedding, one got the shortest, got married first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
Have you practiced it?
Well, it's been so long since I broke a wishbone.
I'm talking about it. Have you put it in practice yet? You hadn't married yet.
Well, I have not married yet, no, so I obviously didn't get whichever end means you get married first.
Well, let me tell you something.
Sir?
I'll tell you about an old maid.
All right.
She said she'd wish she'd married before she had better sense.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean by that, too. What do you call milk that's thick and sour, but you keep it for cooking?
You can call it cream. There's a cream, but where it's sour, it's just sour milk, and they call it clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, they churn milk.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that done?
No, I haven't.
That's a novelty. I guess there's a few around the country. I know Miss Southern does out there, but a cow is dry.
Mm.
Now, she takes a churn, and she puts that in there till that milk will sour and clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'll get her churn dasher. You've seen one, haven't you?
I've seen churns. I've never seen the parts inside.
Well, it's got a lid up here with a hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the lid, then the dasher they use to churn the milk is about like a broom handle.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the business I have made to use broom handles to make it. Down here, you fix